Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Achtung Norwalk, broadcasting from the beautiful South Berlin. Accept no substitute.
So the teams are on the field for this evening's game in the FA Youth Cup between Erith Town FC and Portsmouth.
Curse of the commentator, as soon as I start talking, people wanting me to move that way.
No, Erith Town v Portsmouth here, and not sure whether because of the rain, it's a little wet here, a little bit damp, but that will make for a good game. The ball bounce around and it will skid around the pitch nicely, and it'll be good to see some potential stars of tomorrow actually take to the field. The stand is full, which is great to see, because this isn't just non-league level, but this is obviously non-league Youth Cup level, and really, really looking forward to this one. A good crowd, great atmosphere, really, really good atmosphere. Not sure if you can hear some of the noise. Some guys got some flags and waving flags around as well, so yeah, really looking forward to this one. Got my boy with me today. What do we think the score will be?
1-0 Erith Town.
1-0 Erith Town, bold, but do you know what? I'm going to join him. Up the Dockers, 1-0 Erith Town. Check in when more happens, obviously. 5 minutes into the game here between Erith Town and Portsmouth in the Youth Cup. Really, really back and forth game so far. Really, really good, energetic. Lot of running about and the ball nipping around nicely. A mistake from Portsmouth at the back nearly sees the 10 have a shot. Keeper's off his line, keeper's beat, but just curls over the bar. And great effort from Erith. Really, really good game so far. Some lovely stuff being played here by Erith Town. Probably just heard into some clapping there. Beautiful ball played inside by the winger when the ball down the line looked a better ball. He's sort of sold him with his eyes, played it in the middle, gone out back wide again. One touch crossing, deflected wide for a corner. Corner's about to take place now by the 8 on the far side. Again, this stand's absolutely full here, which is absolutely brilliant. It's amazing to see this at non-league level. Not sure how many families or not, but there's a lot of like fans who just come watch football. Corner comes in, head is up, and is it clear by Portsmouth? Oh, and it's just clear by Portsmouth. Bit of a scramble in the box. Really good game so far. Really, really enjoyable stuff. Would recommend coming down here if you get through to the next round. Really, really good. 30 minutes into the first half, and it's Portsmouth who take the lead. Erith feel a little bit hard done by. They felt in the build-up there was a foul that should have been given. Sort of given the line a little bit of stick on this near side. I'm not ultimately sure why. I didn't really see a lot in the build-up that would have suggested it. Some people in the stands aren't too chuffed neither with the decision, but the goal itself was really well taken by Portsmouth. They've got the ball, won the ball in the midfield. 2-3 passes, beat the offside trap, nipped round the back of the back four and slotted into the bottom corner past Erith, the goalkeeper. Yeah, in yard box. But as I said in the build-up, there's a great attendance here. There's a lot of people there. And, you can hear some of the atmosphere here. So, really, really good game still so far. Erith, again, like I said, feel a little bit hard done by. They've probably had better of the possession, but a lot of half chances from the two teams. So, we've got 15 minutes to half-time and up the Dockers. There's always one, and I'm not sure if you can hear it in the background. But we have a drum. FA Youth Cup football, and we have a drum. Hopefully it's not any of our lot and we're not associating with them. Up the Dockers. It's half-time here at Erith Town. Erith Town 0, Portsmouth 1, and it's a really, really close game considering, they are both youth teams, but considering one is a scaffold Premier League team further down the pyramid than their Football League rivals. And what a game so far. What really, really good game. The crowd are in the game. really meaty tackles that are getting some great responses from the crowd. Loads of family, different ages people here, you know, man, woman, child, you name it, we are really, really enjoying the game. The stand is absolutely packed. There's loads of people behind the stands. We've got drums, we've got cheers, people are having a beer in the crowd. It's one of those, it feels more than an FA Youth Cup game. Reading in the programme notes, this is the first time Erith have ever made it first round proper. So obviously, you know, for them, this is a really big deal, Erith Town, but they're not letting the occasion get to them. You know, they're matching Portsmouth a lot of the time, and it is a really, really good half of football. You could argue, as I said, Erith are unlucky to be losing. Portsmouth just taking their chance that bit more, but a big second half's needed from Erith. But they can't be disappointed by this one. It's going really, really well from so far. Up the Dockers. So we're about, say, 10, 15 minutes into the second half now, and Erith again, they've pressed a few times, but Portsmouth are retaining the ball a bit more. And as I've said, that Portsmouth are now on the attack. Lovely, won the ball well, out wide, run into the box. Good tackle by Erith to concede a corner there, but it was a great tackle to do so. I think Portsmouth, you could say, are keeping the ball better, the possession better, and seeing that little bit more in control. This is one of those type of games where, yes, the first half was close, and you could argue Erith had some chances, but it's one of those you could probably see Portsmouth with about 10, 15 minutes to go, probably nicking another goal or two if they don't before. Not taking anything away from Erith Town, they're playing really, really well, and they're really putting a lot of effort in. But this second half, especially Portsmouth, maybe have just got that little bit more that Erith managed to match in the first half. Corner comes in now from Portsmouth, lovely and swinging corner, header away for another corner. And literally, what, 2 minutes after I make the comment about Portsmouth possibly turning the screw a bit more, it's nearly 2-0 to Pompey. Run down the wing from the Portsmouth winger, and Erith just couldn't catch him. Ball comes back across, far post. Practically open goal. The keeper's at the near post, so you can say it's as close to an open goal as you can get. And Portsmouth hit the post. Ball bounces out to a attacker in the penalty area, and he puts it wide, luckily. So it's a goal kick to Erith Town at the moment. A bit of a let off there. Again, I wouldn't necessarily play out, say it was poor defending or anything lacklustre from Erith. They are giving it 100%, and you can tell the audience. It says audience. Blimey, it's like it's a show. It's a show, ladies and gentlemen. It's a show. But no, the fans in attendance, you know, they're still getting behind them, but the atmosphere is a little bit more subdued now, where Portsmouth are more superior, is probably the best way of putting it. Erith now got the ball in midfield, but when they do attack with the ball, that attacking outlet does seem to disappear a bit and wasn't there as much in the first half. Portsmouth now in the third attack in as many minutes. Cross comes across, deflected away by Erith. And now another clearance up to the midfield, goes back to Portsmouth. So this is how the game's going over the last sort of 5 minutes. Erith trying to clear the ball, looking for an offside there, but there isn't one, and another corner being won. But Erith are looking to get that ball out and build something, but Portsmouth are cutting the ball out each time. So Pompey, the South Coast boys are really taking it to the Dockers, but there's still time in this game. Up the Dockers. So we've got 10, 15 minutes left to go, and Erith, after a lovely bit of build-up play, which really got the crowd involved, has had a shot. The ball's dropped into the air after a lovely flick-on from a throw-on. Hit on the turn, it just goes over the bar. There's a shout, could it be for a corner? But I think the goalkeeper's a fair call. Goal kick, Sundan. The 10 for Erith, who's had a really good game so far. I'm not sure the young man's name, but he's had a great game so far today. He's won the header. Erith back on the attack here. Portsmouth starting to feel it a little bit now. I think last 10, 15 minutes to go. And they've now forced them out for a throw. Not necessarily saying the tide's turned, but Erith ain't losing this without a fight. Up the Dockers. And with 8 minutes to go, Erith Town again come close. A really long searching ball into the penalty area. Finds the number 10 still alone. Again, the boys had a really good game so far. Goes over his head, and the 11 on the right wing, who's been superb in the whole game, it lands to him. It's a tight, tight angle, and he connects, but he just mishits. And it flies over from about 6 to 10 yards out. It's so, so close. And now they're on the attack again. You can hear the crowd. You can hear the crowd. I told you, it's a great atmosphere so far. He's running down the line. Crosses in. Crosses not just too high. Oh, and it's blocked. It's blocked. Unlucky. Erith Town on the attack. Has two good chances. Ball's back inside. Back heel flick. Oh, oh. Cleared again. This is really, really good stuff at the moment. Cannot believe that this sort of atmosphere, is at this sort of non-league game, really, really good stuff. 5 minutes to go, the crowd are in this. This ain't over yet. Bear my words. It's probably the last attack of the game here now for Erith in the corner. You can hear everyone's excited, everyone's up for this. Corner comes in, and it's cleared. What a waste of a voice now. Keep it in, Nick, keep it in. And that's the final whistle, and you can hear the round of applause and the standing ovation that the players have got as it finishes Erith 10, 0, Portsmouth 1 in the FA Youth Cup. And what a game, what a great game of football. Just a good end-to-end football, some good stuff. Portsmouth edged out the second half, but the last 15 minutes, it was all Erith. You know, they were just chucking everything at them in the kitchen sink, and Portsmouth, not once had they struggled to deal with it, they dealt with it really well. But Erith were knocking on the door, and it does make you think, if there was maybe 10 more minutes, could I have nicked it again? There was a couple of times there was a little bit of heart and mouth. Portsmouth, again, even at youth level, you could see them trying the whole cramp thing. From another point of view, official-wise, thought the ref had a great game. Interesting the amount of times he disagreed with the assistant official, or a linesman in unofficial terms, on the other side. And a lot of the times you'll see like corners given by the assistant official, and then goal kicks, etc., things like that. But really good game. A lot of injury time played, which is strange, because I'm not sure if many people know the Erith Tan Stadium. There's a big running track on the outside, so every time a clearance was made, normally in most other grounds you've got the sort of advertisement boards and that kind of thing, that, or ball boys would get the ball. But it seemed about 5-6 minutes played, which was a lot. But again, it was a great game, really, really well done. And unfortunately for Erith, they're out the cup, but couldn't really ask much more from them. Truth, really, really played well. Great side. They're in the huddle in the middle of the pitch now, and I can see them probably coming off soon. So the crowd to have a clap. A good few hundred here. I heard someone say there's 200. There's got to be more than that. There's probably more than 200 in the seats. And behind the stand, there's a lot of people there and up in the bar as well. So a great attendance for this level. Some of these players haven't played in front of these amount of numbers before, and with all due respect, the way football works sometimes, some of them might not again. So it's a fantastic feeling for some of these young lads, because at the end of the day, these sort of competitions, the FA Youth Cup, the FA Vars, the FA Trophy, these type of competitions are for these young players who don't make it, and this is their chance of playing in front of crowds. So they've done themselves well, they've done themselves proud. So, yeah, well done, Erith Tan, and good luck in the league, where you're doing quite well in the first team and in the youth as well. So from Acton Millwall, signing off. Up the Dockers. Arrivederci Millwall. So, Acton Extra, we're here with Metin from the, he's actually the manager of the youth team, and just getting some of his thoughts after the game. What do you think of the game? It was so close, wasn't it?
I think every single person, every single member of staff, every single player should be extremely proud of themselves tonight. I think we've made a massive account for ourselves. We've let everyone know that everyone here has been able to see that we've given everything. That we've left nothing up there to say. There's no question marks, no regrets. We've done everything we possibly can, and I'm extremely proud. At the moment, it's still very raw. The emotions are still quite raw. Lots of boys are upset. We feel like we deserved a little bit more from the game. I think especially that last 20 minutes as well. We've forced the Portsmouth side to go shut up shop and sit in, and we've really had to go for it and just been unlucky, I thought.
Yeah, do you know, funny thing you say that, because I was doing voice notes, as you can see, through the game. I thought first half, apart from the goal, there was nothing in it, yeah. Was there. I did say 15, 20 minutes in the second half, you were playing well, you was playing okay, but Portsmouth were a little bit better with their passing. I think you could probably say that to be fair. And there was times they might have shown why they're a Football League youth system compared to you guys. But like I said, that last 15, 20 minutes, all you guys, yeah, apart from you threw everything with a kitchen sink at them, didn't you? It was unbelievable.
We have to go.
Yeah, and some of your players, unfortunately, I was saying to Woody behind you, don't know any of their names, obviously, but I thought the 10 had an outstanding game, the 11 was brilliant on the right wing. You tried them on the left wing in the first half, didn't you, and swapped them over. 6 was great, but it just weren't to be. It was just finishing, weren't it, really?
Yeah, we were just missing that moment in front of goal where it was just... We've had moments before where we're usually quite a clinical side, we create lots of chances, we score loads of goals. We found it really difficult to just find that right moment. Nothing really fell in the right place for us to just put that away tonight. But
I know, and especially that there was that long ball to come into the 10. Again, apologies, I don't know the names, I only know their
Oh no, their numbers. Ball's come over, he's just missed it. It's fell on the 11 who had an outstanding game and he's just it over the bar. But again, first round proper, done really, really well. I was told there was 2:30 here and an official, okay. But there's more than that today, weren't there?
Yeah, I think so.
And you could hear the crowd behind them. But no, great game. And final word for the fans, if anyone listens to this?
It's just a massive thank you for everyone coming out and supporting the boys. Not just this round, every single round. We've always had a good following wherever we go. Parents, people that care about us, people that support us. The club as a whole, everyone included, the chairman from the committee to everyone involved. It's been superb. And it's just thank you and continue supporting us, because that's a very strong group of players that we've got there, and we've got to make sure that we look after them right and keep treating them right, because I think the future is really bright for these boys.
Yeah, and don't forget the podcast, we'll give you a little mention and all that. Up the Dockers, well played, mate. Congratulations. So I'm here again with Adam Woodburn, who's coming a bit of a regular feature on the pod now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good to get obviously on the pod and obviously have a chat and talk about non-league and Scaffold League. It's always good to have a chat.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's going well. We've just finished talking to the youth manager there. We'll talk a bit more about the first team now. So, unfortunate result against Glebe recently, but since we last spoke on the
pod...
Sheppey, sorry, apologies. apologies, yeah, not Glebe. Sheppey last weekend, my bad. But apart from that result, it's not been going too bad, is it?
Yeah, no, we've been doing all right. Obviously, it was very unfortunate Saturday. There was two big decisions in the game that didn't go for us. One, we should have had a penalty, and their penalty, which was never a penalty. And then they caught us at the death when we was chasing the game. But we can hold our heads high. We held our own against one of the top sides in the league, and we can prove we should be there. And it's unfortunate. It's twice we've played them now, and twice we've left with a bit of a sour taste in our mouth from referees. But it is what it is. There's not a lot you can do. You just have to get on with it.
No, exactly. Considering again the start that we sort of had to the season, you know, when I last saw you down here, we was close against you at Belvedere, and when we caught back up, we were just getting a bit on a run. It says a lot that even when you're, like you say, you lose against one of the better, speech marks, better teams in the league, you're only, what, 3-4 points off the top spot?
Yeah, we're 3-4 points off the top spot. Obviously, we're batting well above where we think we should be, or where we should be, and people think we should be. So, but we just keep plugging away. I think it was 11 games. Last time we was beaten in the league was against here from Belvedere here, so that was it's how we bounce back now. We've got a big game at Kay Sports on Saturday, and we're looking for a reaction from the players. We've trained this week, obviously they've come tonight, the first team lads, they was all here watching the youth team, so yeah, it was good. We just got to make sure we bounce back all right.
Yeah, exactly. And to be fair, with that one defeat against a team at the top of the league, that shouldn't really deflate you too much. Again, I know you sort of want to bounce back, as you say, but get that momentum going again. But you can see from the fans who are here today, the sort of youth players you've got here, the support you're getting from the crowds, there's no reason why you can't get back to that winning way, is there?
No, hopefully, like I said, we bounce back on Saturday, then we've got Cray Valley in the cup the following week, and then Crowborough on the Saturday. So yeah, it'd be good to bounce back. We've just got to make sure we manage expectations right. The players are a good bunch, and obviously tonight you've seen 3 or 4 that are playing for me in the first team, playing in the FA Youth Cup, so yeah, it's good.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Just a final point from you. Obviously, you run the first team, but you've obviously got an interest in all these players who are coming through. There's a lot of good young players out there today. I mean, considering, again, you're against the Football League team in this cup, a lot of players held their own, didn't they? You could see a few of them probably maybe in a couple of years knocking on that door.
Yeah, like I said, with Drew Jeffries features regularly in the first team, so does Tom Ash, Alfie Eldridge. Joe Chalker's played in the first team, Ronnie McLean's played in the first team as well. So yeah, we're trying to get a few more of them involved, Harry Lawrence as well. But we've just got to keep going. And like I said, tonight in the game, I don't think there was a lot in it. I think last 15, 20 minutes, the boys done really well. I just couldn't find that last bit of cutting edge.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah, and like I just said to the youth manager there, you know, it's the cliche. It's cliche, 5-10 minutes more. Yeah, you don't know. One thing I will ask, I'll ask your opinion on. How did you find the officiating today? Because I said during the game, there was a few times the ref and the lino didn't seem to agree too often, did they?
Yeah, no. Obviously, I was quite busy tonight. I didn't get to watch a lot of the game. Obviously, the players a little bit disappointed. They thought there was a foul in the build-up to the goal.
Mm.
I didn't see it, so I can't comment. But like I said, it's we've got to remember, manage expectations of what level we're at with referees. They're not professional. They're only human. They've just got to get on with it, really. You can't expect to win games of football through officials.
Yeah, and just I know I said final, but this is the final.
sort of comment on the crowd today? It was absolutely packed, wasn't it?
Yeah, busy night. It's good for the club, obviously. Good to see people come through the door, support the boys, and hopefully they'll come back. They've got a good bunch here, so we've got a good future with these boys, and hopefully they can become a regular thing.
No, exactly. Adam, thank you very much, mate.
Take care.
Good to see you again, mate.
Take care, mate.
See you, mate.
Achtung, Mehlball.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.